When your company earns unlimited 2% cash back on all purchases with Capital One, that's serious business. So, Steven at SandCloud got a serious business card, the Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One.
We used our 2% cash back to help build our retail presence.
Savvy, Steven.
And we get big purchasing power, so our business can spend more and earn more.
The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus.
Mr. Apple.
With your host, Andrew Donaldson, this is Heard Tell.
So after a weekend of watching riots on viral video out in L.A. and the response thereof by the Trump administration and the city officials and the governor of California and the media and the commentariat and the talking heads, and this just became a spectator sport, I have a very simple question. I actually unplugged quite a bit this weekend. I was offline. The internet at my house actually was out on and off all weekend, which turned into a blessing and a curse. So I skipped a lot of this and just kind of dipped in and out of it and then kind of caught up with it yesterday. I have a very simple question, and we're talking specifically about the LA riots, but you can apply this to absolutely everything. I think we're going to add it to one of the core principles of our program, right along with nothing happens in a vacuum, it happens in a sequence, and believe what people tell you about them and all the other things we try to adhere to. Do you have enough principles and personal integrity to survive first contact with a viral video? There's a very old adage about, you know, a battle plan never survives first contact with the enemy. Mike Tyson had a version of this where he said everybody's got a plan until they get punched in the mouth. He would know. But do you have enough integrity that a viral video doesn't make you just completely lose your bearing just because you saw a viral video and forget all your principles and everything in your head that you know, and you just have an emotional reaction? See, that's how all of media is designed now. It's short form media. Look, I caught myself the other day on YouTube watching short form video where it just scrolls and scrolls and scrolls. And I'm like, wait a minute, what am I doing? I got stuff to do. It's addictive. It's made to be that way. You just swipe and swipe and swipe. We've taken the only things on the planet with the abilities to region and have opposable thumbs and use them to just scroll endlessly through nonsense. And most of it is selected specifically just to feed our priors and to pleasure our eyes and tickle our ears and make us all feel good and giggly inside, or stay perpetually angry if you're that kind of a person. A lot of people want to do that. Do you have the integrity to survive first contact with viral video? Let's take these LA riots. Now, some of us are old enough. I was almost teenager at the time, but I remember the 92 LA riots. No, these are not anywhere close to what was going on with that yet. Hopefully, God willing, it doesn't escalate to that. But, you know, you have people burning stuff and destroying stuff and obstructing highways. You have people trying to interfere with the ICE agents. Let's set that whole thing aside for just a second, because here's the thing. We have to stick to our principles and rules, whether it's Minneapolis, LA, Miami, pick whatever incident you want to pick. Paris has this happen every other weekend. Anytime the labor folks get upset and or they have an immigration issue and or whatever, the French have all sorts of stuff. You know what they don't do? They usually don't close the Eiffel Tower because it's in one part of Paris and you let the rest go. Let's have a little integrity when it comes to viral videos and talk about how these riots and incidences usually happen. There's usually a, you know, sequence of events that adds up to it, and then it happens. And then once it happens, there's something we have to adhere to. Once you go to violence, it's no longer a protest. Doesn't matter the why or the reasoning or anything else. Once violence starts, whoever starts it, whyever they start it, now you're not protesting. Now you're violencing, which isn't a word, but it should be. Now you're destroying property. Now you're destroying mayhem. And one of the things I get, don't be like, well, the insurance will, no, just don't destroy property. That's criminal. Destroying stuff is bad. Burning stuff is bad. Beating people up is bad. Doesn't matter if the civilians are doing it to the cops or the civilians are doing it to each other or the cops are doing it to civilians. That's bad. Just start with that. Doesn't matter why it started. Once you go to violence, it's no longer a protest. The protest rules don't apply now. the free speech rules change because you're not speaking, you're violenting. I like that word. Let's keep using it. So once it goes to violenting, though, something else happens. And we see this in almost every protest and every situation all over the country, whether it's looters or, in this case, people, you know, setting fire to cars, Waymo cars that they've called in. Kind of clever, mischievous, criminal. They all should go to jail. But at least it's a new spin on something. Call the autonomous car and set it on fire. That's a new one. You have to focus on the fact that once it goes to violence, it's bad. And once you go to the violence, people that just want to do violence and chaos and the crazy makers, they're going to show up and they're going to claim whatever the issue is at hand is their issue. But what they're really there to do is just cause chaos and burn stuff down and blow stuff up and beat people up and get on their viral video and throw rocks and whatever else they want to do. They're not there for whatever the policy or politics of the matter are. They just want to do violent stuff. That happens every single time. Looters usually don't care what the issue was. They just want to steal stuff. So you have to keep that piece in mind as well. Then you have the people that want to make statements. In this case with LA, everybody's trying to make a statement here. This started with ICE raids, which is trying to make a statement. The Trump administration is trying to crack down on illegal immigration. Legal immigration is a crime. That's why it's called illegal. Is the crackdown necessary? Well, I don't know. Clinton deported tens of millions. Bush deported tens of millions. Biden, it went way down. Obama, it went way down. But they deported millions. There wasn't any of this because they did it legally. The Trump administration wants to skirt some of the legal. They just want to do it. They want the TV show, and they have people in their administration like the Stephen Millers of the world screaming that they have to set a record every day. Here's the thing. They set a record last week on how many arrests. By the way, that's not deportations. That's just arrests, 3,300 in a single day. Let's extrapolate that out. From the day they set that record, if they did that every day remaining in the Trump administration, that would still only get them around 2.8, 2.9 million. That's not the 20 million they promised, even though that number doesn't even exist. Let's say the number is the 11 to 13 to 15 million most people think the number is actually at. You're not getting anywhere close to that. Why is that? Well, when the Trump administration started, there's only 6,600 ICE agents that are in the field for deportation duty. You can see how that math gets against them really quick. So there's all kinds of questions about who are these ICE agents that are showing up. That's why the feds have been pushing and the Trump administration has been pushing to get all sorts of federal agencies involved in this. There's just not enough people to deport that amount of people. There just ain't. So that all builds up to what happened in LA. They showed up. The protesters showed up. People pushed back. The ICE or whoever they are started pushing back again. Now you got violence. Let's go to our core principle. Once you go to violence, we're no longer talking protests. So the news narratives of protesters or mostly peaceful, which is still one of the dumbest things ever uttered in broadcast media. No, it's not a protest anymore. Now it's violence. What do you do with the violence? Well, the Trump administration is doing something very different. Let's talk about those 92 LA riots real quick. Then President Bush did send in the troops after then Governor Pete Wilson asked him to. And they did it to de-escalate the situation. And again, it was a lot more violence, a lot more mess, a lot more, just more bad all around 92. There's been Sublime songs about it. There's been Rage Against the Machine songs about it. It's a seminal moment in modern American history, the 92 LA riots. That's not what's happening here. The Trump administration doesn't want to de-escalate this. They want to escalate it because they got to dominate a news cycle that they had spent a couple of days losing in. They had been losing in the news cycle over the Elon Musk Trump split up. They've got a little bit of a problem with the big, beautiful cluster fart being tied up in the Senate and changing in the politics of that back. They have some good news. The approval polling has kind of balanced out for them. It's not dropping. It's been pretty steady. And their number one polling issue is still illegal immigration. So if you can do viral video of people with Mexican flags burning stuff on the streets of LA, they're giddy about that. The Trump administration is over the moon. They couldn't have asked for anything better than that. Why would they want to de-escalate that? They want to escalate that. They want more of that because then they can go, look, we have to stop this. This is an invasion. This is an insurrection. This is the worst thing ever. Give us all the power, no matter what the rules of power might be, to do something about this. And that gets us to, can you survive first contact with a viral video? Because people that want a lot of power will always find a reason to want to get more power, regardless of what the law or the Constitution or legal or statutes or anything else say. And that's what the Trump administration is doing here. They halfway caused the problem by not dealing with the problem legally to start with. And now they're saying, look at the pushback, which they partially caused, which does not, listen to me carefully, does not mean the criminality perpetrated against any police officer or any authorities or any innocent Waymo cars or any property. That all should be punished as well. Go ahead and lock them all up. They're not immune either. But they will now turn around and say, well, look at this viral video. This is an invasion. This is horrible. Can we survive first contact of viral video? Is there some kind of a happy medium between some people in California and California authorities have brought this upon themselves? A lot of it. Of, well, just let them burn the cars and that's all fine. And they have a right to do. No, they don't have a right to do that. And then acting like it's some kind of D-Day moment where we're being foreignly invaded. I know they like to use it. We're being invaded. 20 million invade. No, they're not. It's not an invasion. Can you survive the viral video moment and keep your bearing and go, okay, there's layers to this. There's some protest. Protest got out of hand, went to violence. That means it's no longer a protest. How did that get handled? But we're not talking about it in terms of leadership or policy or talking about how this is going to move the ball forward in solving illegal immigration or how it's going to move the ball forward in law and order. If you're just going to get more and more power to keep doing more and more oppression, regardless of what the law says, that's not actually more law and order. That's creating less law and order. But under the rule of law and order, because you got people burning things and waving Mexican flags on the streets of LA, they're going to get that power because a lot of people's principles and bearing and integrity can't survive that first contact with a viral video. You got to be really careful with this stuff. It's just easy to say, yep, round them all up, run them out. Look, anybody that did anything illegal, arrest them. The LAPD person doing the briefing actually did a good job. He's like, we got them on video. We're going to find out who they are. We're going to arrest them. We're going to charge them. Good. I hope they actually follow through on all that. Part of the problem with all this is with these protests when they go violent, it's people get brought in, they'll get charged, but they don't actually get any penalties. That needs to change. You want to crack down on something, start with that. And by the way, any police that gets out of hand and does anything untoward that they shouldn't do, they shouldn't be immune. They should be charged as well. You see all the layers to this? It's complicated. But viral video isn't complicated. It's 10 or 15 seconds designed to get an emotional reaction out of you to keep clicking. And the Trump administration has become the absolute masters of viral video to feed directly into their narrative, directly into their base, to do exactly what they wanted to do anyway. And they have done a masterful job with this LA situation of doing that. People that are against the Trump administration, whether it's the Democratic Party formally or just people that don't like Trump or people that actually care about things like law and order, they haven't figured out how to adjust to everything being a troll, including policy and politics and complicated issues like the immigration problem. If everything's a troll and everything's just viral video to get more and more power, how do you respond to that? I'm not going to give you an answer to that because there's not one clear-cut one. I know what feeds it and keeps that beast growing, overreacting to viral video and not saying, well, no, wait a minute. We have restraints on the National Guard for a reason. We have local authorities for a reason. Look, California is not well managed in areas like this. Representative democracy, hold those people accountable. And if we don't hold them accountable, then the voters got to be held accountable. That still doesn't mean the federal government gets to come in and do whatever they want. We still have rules. But that's a nuanced take. And that doesn't fit into a 15, 20-second viral video. And the guy throwing rocks at Customs and Border Patrol vehicles going down the streets, that will trend a lot more than anything I'm saying now in the last 12, 15 minutes, because you'd have to listen and turn the emotion down and sit through it. Can your integrity survive first contact with viral video? And if it can't, you're always going to be subservient to the video stream and the people that push it and their politics. Don't do that. If the country's a mess, it's because each and every one of us started out giving a little bit on the integrity front. And we elected people we know we shouldn't have. And we excused it over and over and over again. Until now, they're kind of the majority of the government. That's not going to change overnight. It's going to take a long time. And until we can master ourselves and how we take in viral video, we got no chance of fixing that. So let's start with mirrors instead of viral video. Start with, you know, us ourselves and point our thumbs at ourselves instead of using them to scroll through things that just tickle our priors, and start with some of that stuff. and just othering other people and jumping on the viral video, no matter how graphic it might be and how well it fits into your narrative, if you can't take a second to go, okay, how does this fit into the bigger picture? What's the context that led us to this? Because guess what? This LA stuff is going to keep happening because in legal immigration, the TV show is the best weapon the Trump administration has. So they're going to keep that TV show going as long as they possibly can. If you can't handle it, then we don't really have a lot to talk about policy and politics wise, because you're just going to keep being a mark. And somebody asked me what that mark term is. Why do I use it? It comes from pro wrestling. You know how pro wrestling started years and years ago? Two guys at the carnival used to fight at the carnival while people bet on it. And they figured out, wait a minute, we're going from town to town. There's no social media. There's no news coverage. What if we threw the fights? What if we rigged the fights and we're not actually beating each other up all the time? That's how pro wrestling started. I'll win tonight. We go to the next town. You'll win there. And then you start putting storylines on it to drive up the betting and to drive in the interest and to sell more tickets. Oh, well, you do this and I'll be the bad guy and you be the bad guy and then I'll be the good guy and then we'll go to the next town and do it all again. That's the same psychology a lot of politics is working on now. Can you sell the tickets or the clicks? Can you get the donors to come in? Can you keep the story going of who the good guys and the bad guys are? It's just basic pro wrestling psychology. Donald Trump, who's done business with the WWE, has the former CEO of the WWE as one of his cabinet secretaries, has been in a wrestling ring, worked a whole angle. That's a heel, by the way. Fitting. He understands this on an intuitive level. Giving out that viral video so that you just think bad guy, got to win, and putting aside and suspending disbelief on all the actual reality. Don't do that. Viral video is a lame way to lose your integrity, no matter how popular that move might be right now. Whether it's an LA riot or a piece of legislation or lying about elections or whatever will happen between now and dinner time, have enough integrity that viral video doesn't make you look like an idiot on the internet. It's a hard thing to do, apparently. But I believe in us. I think we can do it if we just do a little try and a little bit more give a damn.
All the music on Her Tell is provided under a creative content license from MonsterCat.com. Somos la máquina.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.